Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. This is unreal. It's pandemonium. You can't go and get gas now without wondering, is this the day? This woman, she's in a blue SUV at a gas station in New Britain. She's in her friggin' car. This guy tries to rip her out of the car. We've gone beyond, all right, there's a fob in the center console and I'm going to take the car from the driveway. Or they left the car running outside a convenience store. I'm going to jump in it. They are now ripping people out of cars. Okay? So one was in Southington. This lady just got out of her Beamer, starts gassing it up.
Leaves the driver's side door open.
None of this is smart, right? But whatever. He jumps in, starts taking off. She runs to the car, opens the passenger door, starts getting in. He says, I will shoot you if you don't get out. And she's like, okay, I'll get out. This is unreal.
He didn't leave me many options there. I will leave.
Let's see. Shoot or try to get the... okay, I'm good. I have an allergy to bullets. So she gets out. She almost falls and... like, get seriously injured. So that's one. That's Southington just yesterday. And then this other one in New Britain is unbelievable. She's in her car, this woman. See, they're going after women.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Oh, yeah. It's all women. He tries to rip her out of the car. He didn't even say, I'm going to go for an empty car. Oh, no, lady, you're getting out. She wraps her arm around the steering wheel and starts kicking him.
Smart.
I would just, listen, if this happens.
Just let it go.
Let the car go. That could have ended with a flash. And you see a body hit the ground and a car takes off. That's just not worth it. But. That is not a woman I want to get into a fight with. Holy crap. Wow, what the hell? What the hell? You believe this?
I do now.
Well, you know what's funny is when they made this law that basically teens can steal cars and not be prosecuted, we all knew this was going to happen. So these lawmakers, they were like, oh. This will be good. It'll be good for you to get reelected.
Another option might have been for that lady just put the car into gear and just take off with the guy dragging inside, take him for a drag for a while.
It happened so fast, though.
No, yeah. The only thing you do right there is get out of the car. Let them have the car.
I mean, as a woman, this makes me very nervous. Very nervous. I mean, I mean,
I think you live your life like that, but go ahead.
Well, no. I mean, I know we... pump gas occasionally, but I did yesterday. Just thinking about what could have potentially gone wrong is nerve-wracking.
Yeah, but your car is like wind-up toy.
Yeah, no one's taking that car. You could outrun it.
It's a convertible, okay?
You got a glorified rolling skate.
He brings it to his chop shop to laugh at him.
Her car is a car that when you're going up a hill in the summer, you have to make a choice. Do I go up the hill or do I turn the air conditioner off?
Right.
That's actually really true.
You say, I think I can.
If I want to get up the hill, I have to turn the air conditioning off.
Right.
Or
it's a gumdrop on wheels.
Yeah. You're in no danger of having your car stolen from you.
You're good.
Zero.
Right.
No, you look at the cars they're going after, they're generally nicer cars.
Yeah.
They're nicer cars, they're women, and it's at night. Usually after 11 o'clock.
Yeah, so try and gas up during the day if you can.
Right.
At least in those areas for
now. I just don't know. Like, if you're a legislator and you're talking to a constituent whose kid is stealing cars and going, what's that? What was that conversation? You know, my kid's in jail for car theft, which is not a big deal. All right. But next house.
Hey.
You know, my kid's in jail for car theft. Why? I'm like, All right, I'm going to have to change this.
I got to work on this stuff. Right.
Yeah, we can't possibly ask them to stop stealing cars, so why don't we just make it so they don't get in trouble?
Like a revolving door. Why not? Yeah.
Are you doing parents any favor by letting their kids out after they steal a car?
Nope.
Are you doing them a favor, really?
You're doing no one a favor, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid.
The insurance companies, are they getting the... No, right?
I don't think so.
What was the theory behind this? We need to sell more cars. I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
No, the theory was, let's do something really horrendously stupid. That was the theory behind it. Something so stupid, people notice.
The thing is, they're very calculated. So they didn't do this. They're not watching this unfold now and say, oh, wow, we didn't see this one coming.
Oopsie.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I don't even think they'll fix this. You know what I think they'll do? I think they'll say, if you steal a car with a person in it, now you have to go to jail.
Yeah.
It's like you know, the car theft thing isn't bad. It's the people inside the car. That's a problem.
Right. If you just take the car, you're good.
You take the car. Just,
right.
You know, all we're asking, if you break the law, you just do it in a certain way.
Yeah, do it in a smart way.
Right. Here's the deal.
Drive safely.
So many cars are being stolen now, they're only telling us about the ones that they have video on.
Yeah.
They're not like 18
countless
cars
every
were
day.
Stolen last night.
Yeah.
They're just like, look at this video.
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We'll make a montage with the greatest hits. Here you go.
It's weird when you pay people to go to Hartford to make laws to kind of make things better, and they're, like, working against you.
Yes. Kind of messing that up here.
Jessica, the police officer.
Hello.
Hello.
I was just listening to you guys talk, and you were saying that it's happening at night. It's happening in the middle of the day, too.
Yeah, really? Unfortunately, probably, yep.
It's, like, 10 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Why are we not seeing those videos? Are they happening at gas stations?
Yes, mostly.
Wow. I wonder why.
So
they wait
for you to go to get out of your car. They know that you leave your purse in the car. They know they leave the keys in the car. So they wait for you to get out and start pumping because nobody really pays attention. They're watching the gas prices go up as you're pumping gas, and nobody's looking around.
Right. So this is happening a lot more than we're seeing, right? We're only seeing the ones that seem really fantastic or horrifying.
Yeah, and it's also, there's been people who go, you know, drive to the end of the driveway, get out to get the mail at their mailbox. They're getting their car stolen, so it's happening a lot more than we're seeing.
Wow. What does the police department take? Not the, you know, I know you can't speak officially, but...
What do you mean, take?
Yeah,
like, as evidence?
Like, when you go to, you know, like, AJ and I go to work, and like, oh, my God, we're playing the same goddamn Van Halen song again. Why
right.
don't we play another song? Now, we
yeah.
say these things off the air.
Exactly, right.
What's the take from the, not that we really say that, but if we did.
No, if we did. Mostly Aerosmith, but yeah.
If you know what I'm saying? Like, when you go to work, and you're talking before you go, are you scratching your head? Like, what is going on here?
I was thinking about that recently. So I think what happened is people finally started listening and started locking their cars at night. So they're probably having less cars available to steal overnight that are being left unlocked.
Oh, they got a quota, right. So they got to make
now,
a quota.
Do you see what's happening here? Do you see what's happening? It's not the people who are stealing the cars. It's us. We're not locking our cars. That's how they're going to turn this around.
Right. You're not letting them steal your car.
Right. That's it. That's the argument. You know, if you locked your car, that wouldn't happen.
Exactly, right.
If you pay attention, that wouldn't happen. If you didn't leave your money in the car, that wouldn't happen.
So what am I supposed to do? Take my purse and my keys to pump my gas?
I would take your keys with you and lock the door. If you're concerned about it and it's something that's making you nervous every day, I would take your keys out.
I do.
Lock the door. Put them in your pocket.
Okay. How about...
I mean, you're right. It's the legislature. There's nothing, you know, we can arrest them. We can send them to court, and we have nothing to do with it afterwards.
What happens? So what's the process? You arrest them.
If you can, because you have to have evidence. The court is wanting a lot of evidence, and you can't take a whole bunch of evidence. So you have to pick the right evidence and send the right evidence to the court. And if they decide to sign the warrant, then you pick them up. They go to court, and then they're out the next day.
Oh.
Okay, so if a car's stolen... And there's no clear video image of the person, and they leave no fingerprints behind, you find the car somewhere in a random neighborhood, you're not even investigating and trying to find out who did it, right? You're like, okay, we found the car.
Right, recover it.
We're done here.
Yeah.
We'll do a DNA over fingerprints, most likely.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
In case
and
the
then
spit.
Send that. Yeah. And then hopefully there's no way they can argue why they were in the car.
Here's a great idea. You get a little C4 and you leave in your back seat and a remote detonation device.
No, no,
you see the car driving.
No. Because that might hurt innocent people.
Okay. Yeah.
Then
okay.
Then you'll get in trouble for doing that.
No, I think you
that'll
put,
be your fault that they stole your car.
You know those dye packs they put in the money bag? You put
yeah, that, the bank bags.
You put that where the airbag is.
Nice.
Oh, perfect.
Right. Right.
It's like, hey, did you steal that car?
Right.
No. Why is your face covered in blue paint?
Yeah. Yeah. What are you, Blue Man Group?
I was in the play.
Right. Yes. That was me. I was the bass player.
Wow, you must
so
be.
So what I would do is get a manual transmission, so they don't know how to drive your car away.
That's
two of my cars.
Well, then I don't know how to drive my car.
Two of my cars are manual transmission. So
that is hysterical.
It's true.
No one can drive a stick now.
Yep, exactly.
My wife and like three other people and some truck drivers. Wow.
I have two anti-theft cars.
Wow. How long have you been a police officer?
13 years.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow, you must have, like this, it's been a big shift in the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure people know it's not just a nighttime thing. It's happening all times a day. So just be aware of your surroundings, and that's going to help you the most.
Do you know what happens to the car after? Are these thefts for just a joyride, or is there a business in this and chop shops and aftermarket parts or whatever?
Not the part, no. They're driving them for as long as they want to until they can steal another one.
Wow. So
okay, it's just a ride.
It's
yeah.
free ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we're seeing all ages, so teenagers and, you know, 19, 20 years old.
Okay. But it's that age group, right? So teenagers and then young 20s?
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah, you don't see a grandfather stealing a car. These are cash, though. It's only doing 5 miles an hour. Left turn signal on the half a mile away, you know?
Right.
I found him.
Right.
Like, if you just, like, walk up to the window, sir, can you stop the car, please? Sir, can you stop the car, please?
Hey, the gas, no,
you'll never take me alive, because I'm going to drop dead right now. I'm going to drop dead right now.
Jessica, the police officer, thank you for your service. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Jessica.
A low-speed chase.
What do we got on the phone here? What's coming in, Phil?
Some people have seen this happen on line 4.
Oh, really?
Witnessed something happen, and then on line 5, someone had this happen out of their own driveway.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Damn.
Mike in Bristol.
How's it going?
Hey.
Hello.
Good, thanks.
I actually was at Cumberland Farms in Bristol, right on Pine Street, and I'm sitting there, and I'm getting gas, and I'm looking over, and I see this car pull up to the outside pump real fast and just slam on the brakes. A dude jumps out while this lady, nice car, too, the nicest car that was there, of course, older lady, dude jumps out of the passenger, rips the door open, grabs her purse. This is broad daylight. She runs around and literally gets to the door as the dude's getting in and tries to rip it back open, but they, like, take off right in her face. It was nuts. I couldn't believe it. I was just shocked. Right in broad daylight, no big deal. No, she didn't get hurt or nothing, thank God. But it was ballsy, really.
But she reached in the car, and the car takes off, so she falls out of the car.
She didn't fall. She grabbed onto the door as they were slamming it closed, and they just pretty much like fought for a second, and then the car took off.
Okay, all you got to do is pull the nozzle back out of your tank and spray the guy with the gas before he takes off.
Trust me, if I was close enough, I would have.
Yeah.
I just don't know Go ahead.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, you go.
I just couldn't believe it. It was just, I was so shocked. I didn't even have time to do something. I was shocked.
Yeah. Also, you don't want to be shot for a car theft. You know what I mean?
That's exactly.
Well, it depends on what kind
exactly
of car.
What I was thinking.
I think if there's some kids or some people in danger, you jump in. But if it's, you know, just take the car, you know? Go ahead.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
So take the junkie car.
Thank you, brother.
You got it, brother. Thanks. Have a good day, boys.
You too.
Hold on here. Let's go here. Leah, or is it Lee and Aunt Sonia?
It's Leah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Leah.
Just want you guys to know that you are as good as my morning coffee every day.
Thank you.
Oh. Light and sweet.
There you go.
I wish I could say I was strong, black, and satisfying.
I wanted to say that. I wasn't sure I could.
None of those things.
Right.
No, go ahead.
Oh, that was good. So I had a camper stolen right out of my driveway in broad daylight. And they left evidence behind because they also actually went into the house and stole some stuff.
Ugh,
terrifying.
And the police basically laughed at us when we said, here, we have fingerprints. We have DNA. They left, this part cracks me up. They left a strawberry Rita, a can of strawberry Rita.
Oh.
Right there. And it was, we have it right here. They're like, yeah.
It's got backwash and everything, yeah.
What did they say?
They go, we don't do that. Take fingerprints.
Like what? Like, we don't investigate crimes. We just come and make a report.
Yeah, there's no Quincy here.
Well, can you call the people that do that then?
Do-do.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. He ended up saying, so what's your end game? And I'm like, stop crime.
get my car back? I don't know. Pick one.
You know, it's sad. The cops have been so beaten down.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, they arrest these people. They go to court. They see them the next day. It's like, hey, I thought you were at the... Yep.
Hey, Ron. Hey, Bill. Yeah.
Yeah, it becomes almost routine. Like, yeah, we've been through this so many times. Why waste our time?
You know the dance.
Exactly. So what kind of camper was? Was it a pull behind?
Yeah, it was a pull behind, and they literally just kind of pulled up the driveway.
Yeah,
and
hooked it up and off they went.
To the neighbors, and they were like, oh, yeah, we saw a guy out there, you know.
Thank you, neighbor.
Like, right.
Great, you know. But the good news is we did get the camper back. I don't know if they were attempting to sell it, but we saw it in a lot and that was near the highway, and so we went and got a tow truck and brought it back.
What town?
You stole it back?
Yeah, we stole it back.
What town?
It was, I want to say it was still on the Aunt Sonia line. It was right on the Aunt Sonia Seymour line.
Can you imagine?
Oh, that was your trailer?
Yeah, and it was like, and it's a very, you know, it was particular. It was like half maroon, half white. You know, it had been homemade painted, so it was like... You know,
obviously
it was like,
yours.
Yeah, that's our camper.
Yeah, you didn't have to guess. All right, thank you, Leah. She caught a baseball with her prosthetic leg.
Nice. Good catch.
It is a good catch. It really was. I was surprised that the ball didn't go in and bounce out.
Okay, yeah.
I can't catch a baseball with my hands.
Yeah.
That is not new information. No,
yeah. Isn't that breaking news at all? No.
All right, so the clip is really short, right? The one I saw, it kind of cuts off.
It's about 10 seconds.
Okay, here it is. Wait a minute. Wow. There's one girl who sounds like there's a whistle stuck in her throat.
Right. Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she fell from the upper deck.
Wow.
Oh, must be lunch break time. Yeah, yeah.
That does sound like you visualize kids the last day of school running out the school.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's adults. What inning was this? What game was it? Was it Chicago White Sox?
She's a White Sox fan. I have no idea if the ball... I'm assuming a player threw it to her. It didn't seem like a batted ball because the crowd would be going bananas, I think, if that was the case.
Oh. AJ, can you look up the story?
I thought it was. I'm thinking their hot dog is too hot.
Chicago White Sox game. She popped off her prosthetic leg to catch a ball, hit into her section.
Oh, so I'm wondering if someone else in the stands then was like, hey, this is... This is for you, one-legged girl. Because the ball doesn't come in so fast it looks like it was batted.
I noticed that too.
Right. So they're all in cahoots on this one. I know. Well, Sega batted in. It'll be all over the news. You'll be known as Catch a Ball Girl.
That's what I've always wanted to be.
Hey. Catch a ball girl.
Catch a ball girl. That's right. I've been dreaming of this moment forever.
Wouldn't it be prosthetic leg ball girl?
Yeah, enough. Most folks can't spell prosthetic or pronounce
catch
it.
Catch a ball girl?
Catch a ball girl, yes.
That would be confused with all of the other videos of girls catching balls.
I know. Yeah, but hers is different. Her had an angle, had a hook.
Well, she had a leg.
If you ever wonder why I sound like I'm frustrated, listen to this break. Catch a ball girl. I got to give you her name, Ashley, and you try to look her up.
Yeah, so I'm watching the video now, too. She catches it, and Phil's right. It doesn't look like it was hit. And then as you watch the video, you do see some players right at the bottom.
Okay.
So I think probably it was tossed up to her by a player.
Which is not uncommon. You know, they warm up with a ball before the inning starts.
It's a hit into her section, but, you know, people who write these things are stupid. So,
yeah.
Generally. At the time of the writing of the story, had 300,000 likes in a single day.
Yeah.
Her name is Shannon Frendreis. F-R-E-N-D-R-E-I-S.
Frendreis?
Frendreis?
Frendreis? Then the reporter had
five beers.
Ball
catching girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Catch a ball girl.
Catch a ball girl.
Catch a ball girl. That's even more AJ.
Thank you. Catch a ball girl.
Catch a ball girl.
Yeah.
It sounds more like an order.
Ain't gonna be no catch ball girl. Catch a ball girl. Catch a ball girl. Ain't gonna be no catch a ball girl.
Okay, Gwen Stefani.
Sounds like they're saying ketchup girl.
Catch ball girl, yes.
Ketchup.
Ketchup all girl.
Ketchup.
Ketchup. She said, after having five beers, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
It was.
That was a report.
It was a great idea.
Yeah.
Five beers, damn.
That's a lot for a girl, no?
Five beers?
Yeah.
Nah.
No?
It depends.
Nah.
Depends when you start, I guess.
Says the girl who drinks one shot of Fireball and sounds like this high whistling. Can you play that?
High this whistling
Ashley
girl.
Yeah, high whistling girl. This sounds like Ashley after one shot of Fireball. Here we go.
Yep.
Still going. Still going.
Yep. There's two there. There's two screamers.
Yeah. Yep.
I am a lightweight, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, five beers.
All right, but she gets so aggressive. Like, she'll have one shot, and then she's like, how come no one else drank it with me?
Yeah. No, she realizes everyone in the room is sober.
Yeah.
But her, and she wants someone else to be at her level.
Yes.
Like, all right, come on, drink up, people.
Because it's 10 o'clock in the morning, that's why.
So anyway.
I'm having coffee.
All right. It's going to sound like Jimmy's in the studio right now. Let's try this. Hello.
Okay. How's that working?
Oh wow. Hi, Jimmy.
Smooth.
Hi. Yeah. Really
smooth.
Great. This is really amazing.
I can't see you, Jimmy. Where are you? I hear you. I can't see you.
Sounds like he's sitting next to me.
Oh, my God. I'm blind.
Jimmy?
I have been short my whole life, so I guess I'm really getting short now.
Well, we want to thank Colonial Power and Sport in Milford for buying the box.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's talk about this thing you have coming up with Lappy. It's the radio station presents Concert Legends at the Palace Theater in Waterbury with Jim Koplik and Mike Lapatino, featuring a live performance from Dizzy Fish. It's next Thursday, October 14th. What should we expect? Wait, hold on. What's today?
Today is the
7th. So, yes, the 14th.
Yes.
Yes.
Got yes. It. Yes. Next Thursday. So, I'll be there next Thursday. So, we actually put it all together. I was up at the studio on Tuesday afternoon for about a couple hours. We're putting it all together, and we're going to talk about some shows that I consider special there. King Crimson, which was my first show there. The Grateful Dead, which people have heard stories about my history with the Grateful Dead. Particularly at the Palace Theater.
Right.
And then I'm going to talk about the Rolling Thunder Review, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Crosby and Nash, Marshall Tucker, Eagles, West Bruce and Lang, a whole bunch of Pink Floyd.
The Eagles, did I know this? The Eagles played?
They were the opening act.
Oh.
They were the opening act.
What year was that?
73, I believe it was. I don't have it in front of me.
Wow. Phil, can you check what album they had out?
73.
73. Can you imagine?
Seriously.
Can you
imagine? Well, I had the Eagles in 72 up at Dillon Stadium. So it really wasn't the first time they played Connecticut. So they have been around as an opening act before they had their really big hits.
Wow. Will you be telling some non-Palace Theater stories as well? Like, let's just say you get onto the Eagles at the Palace. Will you tell a story regarding the Eagles at Yale Bowl, for instance?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great.
We are definitely going to veer. The concept is, you know, my first show was King Crimson at the Palace Theater, but we're really going to talk about, if I talk about the Grateful Dead, I'm not only going to talk about the two nights of the Grateful Dead that I had in September of 72, but I'm also going to talk about other history with the Grateful Dead in Connecticut, so people in the audience will certainly be able to identify with what I'm talking about.
Nice.
They had two albums out by that point, so Eagles and then Desperado. And that was released April 17th of 1973, Desperado.
Well,
Desperado didn't become a hit until Linda Ronstadt did it.
Desperado's on that album, yeah. And so is Tequila Sunrise.
That was my nickname, Desperado, in high school.
Was?
This sounds like just a great night.
Yeah, and then Dizzy Fish is going to play some of the songs from these artists.
Oh, wow.
They're always fun to watch. We've had them at Oakdale, and they're really, really good. So, we'll probably take questions from the audience if they want to ask us anything.
That's great. I was at the Palace Theater Saturday night. That thing is just, it's a treasure.
It's gorgeous.
It's really beautifully done. And you walk in, you're like, what? This is a diamond. This is, really, to see a show there is nuts.
Your angel singing.
Yeah. And the staff is just great. Frank, the CEO, and that whole crew.
Yes. So good people.
That'll be a great night. Will alcohol be served?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not to me, because I might say something bad and I don't want to get in trouble.
Hey, keep Lappy off it, too.
Might be funny smells coming from backstage.
Well, that would only heighten the history of that venue, that's for sure.
Got to get in the proper frame of mind, the proper head.
So that's a week from tonight at the Palace Theater if you want to get up close and personal with concert legend Jimmy Coplick, talking about all the concert legends that have come through the Palace Theater and more.
Legendary.
Tickets on sale at palacetheaterct.org. We're linked up on the radio station website. $20. You can't beat that.
Nope.
$45 VIP seating and a signed T-shirt. All that's on the website.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.